You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Welcome back. I am so glad that you're here. Today, I am going to be starting a five-part series focusing on one of the resources that is available to you. It's called Legendary Business from Rats to Riches, and it actually is my Amazon best-selling book. So the way that this book is organized, there are five of the most common mistakes business owners make in their business, how to identify them, and how to get rid of them. So what I thought I would do is I'll make this a five-part series, and each podcast will focus on a different chapter of the book. Now, the book is called Legendary Business from Rats to Riches because it is based on the fable of the Pied Piper. If you know the story of the Pied Piper came into a city of Hamelin. Hamelin is overrun by rats. They, no matter what they do, they can't seem to get rid of these rats. And so they bring in this specialist, this Pied Piper. And what he does is he makes an agreement with the townspeople and they say, okay, we'll pay you this much money, get rid of our rats. So he plays a tune on his flute and it leads, or pipe, I guess it's not a, it's a, the piper. So he's playing a pipe, not a flute. However, he leads the rats out of town, drowns them in the river and comes back and asks for his payment. And the people in the town decide that they are so clever that they are not going to pay the piper. And for that reason, something terrible happens in the town. I won't talk about it now, but there is a terrible end to this story. And that's where we get the phrase, pay the piper. If you don't pay the piper, then something bad might happen. So this is the story that I centered my book on. And the idea is that in your business, there are rats that come in and they cause havoc and they keep you from getting the success you want. They keep you from getting the sales you want. They keep you stuck. They keep you in a place where you are not accomplishing what you want to accomplish in your business. And so I have given each of these mistakes that business owners make a name, a backstory, and an actual illustration. So my business book has pictures in it. Yes, I think that's one of my favorite pieces of detail in my book is that I actually hired an artist to come in and design each of the rats. So they're very cute and they actually incorporate the pieces of the challenge that rat represents. So as I said, there are five rats, which are represent the five most common mistakes business owners make. And so today I'm going to talk to you about Maya Rat. And Maya is so cute. She's so cute. If you get the book, she's in there. She is a short-sighted rat. She has big, thick glasses. And what I'm going to do on these little podcasts, I'm going to tell you some of the backstory. I'm going to tell you some of the reasons why I made the choices in the book that I made. So Maya has these big, thick glasses because she is a short-sighted rat. She can't see the big picture. All she can see is what's right in front of her. So I actually chose the name Maya because as people age, there is something that happens to their eyes, which is why people need readers as they get older, and it's called myopia. I believe that is the correct pronunciation, and it just means that you get really nearsighted, like you can't see things, you need help. So that's where I got Maya from. So there's a little tidbit that nobody knows why she's called Maya. And now everyone will know because I just shared it with you. So Maya is a nearsighted rat. She is short-sighted. She is an avid baker. She loves to bake elaborate majestic, beautiful works of art in cake. So she likes to make these really beautiful, elaborate cakes. And that's the jumping off point that we take with Maya in her business. So Maya opens up a bakery and she wants to make all of these beautiful, elaborate cakes. This is her passion. This is where her fun lies. This is where she gets her joy. This is the thing that she wants to do so much. And she heard someone say, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. So she has taken that idea to heart. And she thinks that if she just makes these cakes and wants to make these cakes, and these cakes are going to be the thing that is going to make her fame and fortune, and that is where her mindset stops. Because what happens when Maya opens her bakery is that people are not flocking to her for these gorgeous, elaborate cakes. They actually love her pies. She makes amazing, delicious pies that everyone wants. However, Maya doesn't like making the pies. The pies are boring. They're very easy. You just slap the ingredients together, put it in the oven, and there's a pie. Cakes are creative and intricate, and they light her fire. But that isn't what her particular customers are buying. And Maya has focused all of her energy, all of her advertising, everything on cakes. Yet that's not the thing that's keeping her in business. The pies are what is going to keep Maya in business. So what's short-sighted about Maya is that she's running her business focused only on her passion, and she has not understood the concept that you need to run a business like a business. Yes, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life is a very common expression. However, in reality, if you're running a business, there are very likely many boring tasks that you need to do, repetitive tasks, things that you have to take care of in your business so that your business can be successful, so that your business can grow, so that your business is legal, so that you are actually doing things, creating a foundation in your business so that you can have the growth and success that you want. And for Maya, that's, and for me, so I will tell you, I am a little bit of my husband and I are Maya in this story. I'll give you a little backstory on that in a second. We are folk. There are things that we don't want to do in the business that are just so boring, that just are life draining. However, they're necessary and you have to do them. You have to do the admin tasks. You have to do the ordering. You have to do the repetitive stuff. You have to do all the stuff in your business that your business requires to function as a business. So if you can change your mindset into running your business like a business while pursuing the passion and things that you love, you actually can get a really good balance. So let me take you back to the business that I ran with my husband. My husband and I had a business that we ran for over 11 years, and then we sold it for a profit. And when we started that business, we were Maya. We had a very particular, very expensive, very creative, passion-driven service or product that we wanted to sell to our clients. This was going to make us million. We were going to, this was it. We were so convinced that we knew exactly the one thing, the cake, if you will, the elaborate cake that was going to make us all the money. And we were advised that that might not be the case, that the case in our business might be that there's a boring little repetitive service that we will actually make a lot of money doing. And we did not believe that. We were like, no, it's going to be the cakes. It's going to be the cakes. And after about a year in business, we realized that we were wrong. That if we would focus on the pies in our business, that service in our business that was Maya's pies, that we actually not only made a whole lot of money because that's what our customers were buying. Our customers were buying pies. They were buying cakes occasionally. However, they were buying cake pies daily and in significant numbers. So we actually realized that if we changed our business model to focus on what our clients were buying and what we made the most money in, because honestly, the cakes weren't the best profit margin, right? They are the exciting, creative piece of our business. They're not the money-making piece of our business. So, like Maya, we had to adjust our focus on what we were focusing on the pies. So, my question to you is, what in your business, if anything, is that thing that you're like, oh, I really want to do this big thing, this big creative ex thing that I just put my whole heart into. And people aren't buying at the rate that we need to keep our business going, or are not really buying all that much. However, they might be buying something else in our business. So the mistake that Maya Rat is making in her business is that she is focused on only her passion and not on her whole business. And she's not focused on everything in her business and focusing on what is actually paying the bills, what is making her the most money. So in the book itself, the chapters are very short. I may have mentioned that my goal in writing the book was to write something that you could read for 10, 15, 20 minutes, put down, and then come back later and read another chapter. So, first part of the chapter is the story of the rat. So, I've already told you Maya's story. I've told you my story. And then the second part is, now how do you fix that in your business? And for Maya's problem, for our problem, what we needed to do was focus on what was making us the most money and the most profit. Because you can have a very, very expensive product that you don't make a lot of profit margin on. And don't forget, whenever you're running your business, your time is also profit. You have to figure out where your time is best spent. Are you trading dollars for hours? And what that means is you are work. The amount of time that you're working on the project is where all your focus and money are going. So if it takes me 3 hours to do a task in my business and I'm charging $30 for it, that's $10 an hour. And if I've only charged $40 for the product, then I'm only making $10 in profit. Or in the difference. Of course, profit includes expenses and a lot of other things. However, if I'm doing something that I'm charging $40 for and it takes me 3 hours to do, then $30 of that project is my time. However, if I charge $40 for something that takes me 15 minutes or 20 minutes or an hour to do, now the difference between that project, say it takes an hour, and I'm charging $40 for it. Well, now all my money isn't taken up in time. And if I can do more than one thing at one time, that actually increases my profit margin as well. For example, let's take it back to the bakery. When Maya makes pies, she doesn't make one pie at a time. She makes five pies at a time and puts those five in the oven. And then she makes another five and puts those five in the oven and then makes another five and puts those five in the oven. So now she's got 15 pies that she is baking at one time. And it has only taken her an hour to do that. However, the cakes take a lot more of her time because between the baking and the stacking and the decorating and the getting all of the things and the design, and now a lot more of her physical time is being taken up. So that's more of a dollars per hour model, where it's all everything that she's doing herself. So anything that you can do in your business that will automate it, that will, I like to call it, replicate yourself. Some people don't like that term. I do, because it's, how do I make another me to do the things that I need to do in my business? And if I can make three or four me's, now I can get even more done. So how can you replicate what you're doing in your business so that you're actually making more money per hour because you have stacked and replicated what you're doing? So it takes you less time and your output is even higher. If you happen to be a coach and you're listening to this, it's akin to doing one-on-one coaching that every person that you work with takes an hour of your time plus, as opposed to doing a group program where you're spending that same hour. However, you're now servicing many more people. So one to many as opposed to one to one. So I hope I'm not getting anyone lost. What I'm trying to say is that whenever you have a task, if you can figure a task or a product, figure out what is the biggest profit margin, what is the biggest bang for your buck and for your time. So when I work with my clients, we actually have a tool called the Dynamic Sales Accelerator, and we actually work through this to help you identify your highest profit offering, your highest profit product, and how can you refocus your business so that you are actually giving people what they want, not what you want them to have, however, what they want and what they're buying at the highest profit that you can, so that you can actually inject more money into your business and help you create a process where you're actually making money reliably. And then you can bring in things like the cakes. So, in Maya's case, if she were to advertise and focus on the pies and bringing in all the money that the pies are going to make her, because that's what her clients want, that's what her clients are buying, then she has money, she has time, she has less stress, she is focused on her business, on the things that are making it grow. And then whenever she gets a chance to do the cakes, she has all of that stress and anxiety lifted from her because it's not all riding on one cake, because she's taking care of all the business stuff with the pies. So now she can focus on the cakes. It gives her more joy, it gives her more focus, and allows her to actually create and be in that space in a joyful way, as opposed to what is this costing me or what else am I not getting done? So, focusing on the bigger picture of your entire business, focusing on what people are buying, and of the things that people are buying, what is that thing that gives you the highest profit margin? These things can fulfill the part of your business that is required for sales, because sometimes people are like, oh, I don't want to sell. And I've said this before, I'll say this again. If you're in business, your job is to sell. You're a salesperson, no matter what you're doing. Because if someone isn't buying your service or product, then you don't have a business. So that exchange of money, of energy, if you need to use that word, that exchange of money is the definition of business. So we really do need to focus on that part. However, the things that people are buying, that is your highest profit margin, doesn't have to be, you don't have to dread those things. If you can change the way you're looking at it, like, wow, I am making so much money with these pies, I will gladly make all of these pies because they make the cakes available. They make room for those cakes to come in and for me to enjoy doing that kind of thing. So that's one piece of the puzzle, is we really need to be focusing on, as business owners, we need to look at our business not just through the lens of passion, but through the lens of good business practices. So figure out what is making you money, what are people buying, and focus on that for your advertising and your marketing, and get the people in with the thing that they want, and then you can sell them the thing that you really like. So if somebody comes in reliably to buy pies at Maya's Bakery when they have a birthday, if they love Maya's Bakery, they're going to ask Maya to make the birthday cake or the wedding cake because they've got that relationship with her, and she's created that community around her pies that then people can step into the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. Because small jobs lead to big jobs. We need to never, never, never be in that space of, ugh, that was just $20, or that was just X number of dollars, because small jobs lead to big jobs. I've seen it in every business that I've ever been in. It's bringing people in and having that good experience with you will create an environment where people want to come back and do more work with you. And the second part of Maya's story that's really important is that Maya is avoiding the things in her business that she doesn't want to do. I did not ignore things in my business that I didn't want to do. However, I dreaded it. I dreaded doing the admin tasks and the taxes and all of the things that were, you know, very numbers based and very focused and very, you know, very rigid and structured. I'm a really creative person. I love people. I'm all about people. So tasks, I actually have to focus and get the necessary tasks done. However, I know how critical that piece of the puzzle is. And even if I dreaded it, I still managed to get it done. I might have complained and kicked and screamed a little bit. Yeah, I did. However, knowing that if I get that piece done, my business is that much more secure and that I can actually grow and scale my business because I took care of the business piece that had to be done. So if you are, you know, oh, if I love what I'm doing, I'll never work a day in my life. So I don't have to do the things that I don't enjoy. If that is your viewpoint and you want to have a successful business, I will challenge you that taking care of the whole entirety of the business is actually what's going to get you where you want to go. It's going to give you the business of your dreams, and it's going to allow you to create what you need to create in your business. Like, I work with my clients on the seven pillars of profit. There are seven areas in your business that you have to have structure, systems and processes. And if you can actually shore up all seven of those areas, that's when you can scale and have a bigger business. You can make a bigger difference. It makes more for you. So those are the two pieces. Focus on what's really making you money, not just what you're passionate about. And sometimes they can be the same. I will take a step back. Sometimes they can be the exact same. However, if they're not, don't be myopic. Don't be so nearsighted about it that you miss the opportunity to actually focus on what people want that will serve them, that will bring them into you, that will actually create that relationship. Because that's a powerful open door that if you keep closed because you just don't want to see it, it will hinder you. So open the door, open your eyes, and see, do the analysis, see what's really going on in your business. And then do the things that you don't want to do that have to be done in your business. Sometimes there are things that don't have to be done that are really annoying, and then you don't have to do them. And you know what? You don't have to do them yourself. You can bring someone in to do it for you. You can delegate that to someone on your team. You can hire someone. There are all kinds of options for you to get the things done that need to be done in your business. It doesn't always have to be you. And if you are right now a solopreneur and you are the one who has to get all the things done, then figure out a way to do it. What motivates you? What can you do to keep yourself on task and to do the things that you need to do? Myself, procrastination has been an issue. So sometimes I would put something off so long that had I done it at the beginning, it probably would have taken me 15 minutes. Well, now so much time has passed, I don't even remember all the things that I need to have in front of me so that I can get it done. So now it's going to take me an hour or 2 hours because I procrastinated and I put up all of this work that, you know, that didn't need to be there. So figure out what motivates you. Are you motivated by rewards? Set up a reward system for yourself. Put up a chore chart if you need to. Say you're going to buy yourself a Cadbury egg, whatever it is that will motivate you. Figure out what the reward might be. And if you're the kind of person who is not motivated by rewards, however, you are motivated by negative input, I read a story one time that I thought was really neat. This guy had a $100 bill, cash money, that he handed to his friend. And he said, if I do not finish this task by the end of whatever time, in 3 hours, you get to keep my $100 bill. If I do accomplish it, I get the $100 back. That's sort of a negative motivation. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, or that's how I'm describing it, where the co there's a cost, there's a pain point, there's something you could lose. If that's something that motivates you, then use it and ask for help. Ask someone that you call up a friend and say, "Hey, I need some motivation. I need somebody to keep me accountable for getting this task done. Please help me." Ask your partner, ask someone that you work with, ask your kids. I'm sure your kids would love to tell you what you're doing wrong. They love that stuff. So figure out what motivates you and put those things in place so that you have a support system around you as well. So that is what I wanted to share with you about Maya Rat, who is a character in Legendary Business From Rats to Riches. She is the first rat that you encounter in the book. And additionally, we have a workbook as well, same name, Legendary Business From Rats to Riches workbook. And it actually takes the concepts in the book a deeper level. So you can actually work through that item in your business and brainstorm and figure out where Maya Rat is coming to cause you difficulty in your business so that you can be the Pied Piper, so you can kick Maya out. So those are that's the resource. I'm going to put the links in the in our portal so that you can access that. The book is available on Amazon. You can buy it from there. You could also purchase it from me. No worries either way. The workbook, however, is only available through the link that will be in the portal. It is not available on Amazon at the moment. So you can get the book, read the book. You can use the book alone. If you get the workbook, you really do need the book to make the workbook make sense. So if you wanted to do both of those, I will put that resource into our portal. Our community is called ProfitConnectors.club, CLUB. That's Profit Connectors because you are making the connections. ProfitConnectors.club. And you can go in there. It's free to join. You just go in, and inside that portal, there is interviews. It is all the podcast interviews that we've had, all the podcast episodes. Bios and photographs of our guests, links to all the gifts that are within the portal. There'll be a link in there for the book and the workbook. And if you want to go get that, I encourage that. Thank you for joining me for part one of Legendary Business From Rats to Riches, meeting all of the rats in the book. And remember, I encourage you to keep showing up. Your future self will thank you. And remember, it's your business and your impact. Go make it matter. Thank you for joining me. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.